Hello, Florian speaking.
Hey guys, das ist Thorsten.
Hey, Thorsten.
Hier ist Björn.
Hi, Björn. Grab something to drink. Hello, who do we have?
Hey Michael,
Hey
it's
Torsten, how you
Florian
doing?
and Torsten and I think Björn.
Have Marina and myself here. Good summers, everybody?
Marina.
Breaks and sunshine and
Hello.
so. Hello, hello. Hello, who joined?
Hi, Ike.
Hi, Ike. I suppose you could probably pick Norbert, but I see that would be good. Do we have Simon?
I think he sent regrets because of public holiday.
Yes, yeah, he sent a message. He sent
public holiday, as you say. Makes me wonder why I'm here. But anyway, the family have been dragged from the beach in order to, what do we call? So what is the agenda? Can we leave it one more minute for people and then start?
A moment.
Yeah, so public agenda is Bruno in-person meeting, agenda, fine tuning and times. Jitsi replacement, which I thought I would make but didn't because of last minute conference preps. And membership committee elections.
This is the public talk.
Well, good to me. So are we quorate? How does it work? And who's Bjorn representing? Bjorn, who do you feel like representing? What's the story?
Osvaldo is missing.
Or representing Kendi or someone like that, right? Or Osvaldo, I don't know who's in the ranking, but anyway, doesn't matter, does it? Are you with us, Bjorn? Are you just muted?
Yes, just looking what the order. I'm for me, Kenny.
Cool. Or joined.
Hi, this is Norbert.
Hey, Norbert.
Oh, it gets first choice.
Hey, Norbert, would you represent Kenny?
Sure.
That's good. Then we can call in order. Marina.
The first item is the Brno meeting, and we have a different location for the meeting. In the pub, there is the new address. And I don't know if there's something that we need to discuss about the public part.
Sorry, Marina, just to foul things up in terms of representation. Osvaldo has arrived. Good to see you, Osvaldo. So I don't know who represents whom here or what happens. Bjorn?
Yes, sorry.
Simon, then. Okay. Simon is on, I don't know who represents whom, but anyway. Florian, any ideas? You like people to represent other people?
No, I think Simon is fine. Simon isn't here, and so Bjorn can represent him.
Is Simon, Simon is a board member. Perfect. I can't remember who's who, really, honestly. But okay, perfect. Sorry, Marina. Keep going.
Okay. For the public part, I don't know if there's something that... we need to discuss about the meeting in Brno. The news is the different location for our meeting.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Florian, do you have an update about the agenda, or do you need something else about us?
No, it's just the up-to-date status. The only change is the address. We seem to be in a different office building now, but the rest should be known that we have the meeting, which I'm not conveying in public right now, for lunch. The rest is in the pad, so unless there are questions or changes from your side, it's more or less information for you.
Okay. So we can move to the next item. Okay. The next one is discuss about the replacement, the in-house replacement question.
Yeah, apologies. I thought I would manage to write something up, but didn't. There was quite some last-minute conference stuff interfering today, so we need to postpone that. Sorry for that.
Okay. So the next item is the discussion about the upcoming election for the membership committee.
Yes, so just two or three items from my side. We have, I think, eight candidates, if I didn't count wrong. Yep, eight it is.
Yes.
Deadline for nominations, self-nomination or nominating a third party who must be a member of TDF is Wednesday, but by the end of Wednesday, And then during the last board call, we agreed that Torsten will be the one from the board side helping with oversight and running the elections together with me. Then there was another item that came up. Torsten, I'm not sure if you want to run this in public or in private, whatever you prefer from my side, these two bits, Torsten, to be acting on the board's behalf for running the elections and nomination ends Wednesday night.
So Torsten and Osvaldo, I think, volunteered to run it, right? That's the...
Yes. Osvaldo was...
which I think cleans up any concerns I have. Not that I have any concerns, but, you know. even the figment of a concern can be... I think, yes, brother.
If may help.
If you're happy, Osvaldo.
Yeah. If may help, of course. I will be.
Are you happy, Torsten?
You were breaking up. So I'm most happy to run this with Osvaldo, if that was the question.
Good. Yes, it was. So anyone objecting?
And I suspect the point that Torsten raised is the 30% rule, well, the one-third rule.
Yeah, of course.
So
I have plans to get another couple of people to stand. That's my hope, so...
No, but the thing is that depend on how you take it, because if it's out of five,
mm-hmm.
Well, in any case, based on the text, we should only worry about that after the election, because we're not supposed to deal with that before the election anyway, according to the statute. So let people run.
I think it's pretty clear that people may, stand up or down or whatever, and people have to be moved to be deputies and God knows what, just to make sure it's working well. I think by far the best thing to do is just get more people to stand for election and see what happens.
Yes, I can only second that. So I don't know why. I thought we had more than nine candidates, but I did the counting myself, and indeed I can only ask everyone if you can come up with somebody to run for this. That would be much appreciated. I'm poking two or three extra people as well.
I poked one this morning. I'll poke another one after the call. Hopefully we'll get some more. Cool. Thanks, Justin.
I did ping people too. I got the to run.
just so people know, I was elected something like three times to the GNOME board, and failed to be, was kicked off for quorum, for exactly this reason, the overrepresentation of the Zimian at the time. Which is a, but any hard feeling about that, just these things happen. They're better to apply and have more people in a real contest than anything else. I guess the other thing is that affiliations such as Libra Italia and so on, it's unclear to me how those intersect as well. Like if you have several affiliations, I don't know what the story is there. No doubt we can agonize about that later.
Well, about...
Marina?
Well, about affiliation, I don't know if we can consider like an issue to have something, someone affiliated to local communities. I don't know if this is a real issue for our status.
I think that's the thing, the bun fight later, Marina. I think I am concerned about that.
Okay.
So, for example, if we had 100% Libra Italia representation on the board and the MC, I would think that would be a failure of diversity. I assume you'd agree, and similarly, if we had no one, that would also be a failure. So it's a balance, which is why we have them.
Okay.
There is a lot of noise. I can come forward with that in public. I mean, I brought up the topic, and well, Michael, you pretty much solved it for me when you said, well, it's not a problem. So if people get kicked out later on, no prop. I just wanted to raise that concern. So if because it might be perceived as rude or not very nice. So I just wanted to raise it before.
I think it's absolutely normal and expected. Obviously, you know, if we end up with many more people, then maybe, you know, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm just okay.
Okay, and this was the last item for the public park.
Okay. Anything else for the public? Cool. So I'll dial in the phone number for the private thing, if I can. And see you in a bit. Bye, phone line.
Bye.
Bye.